Blog Talk Radio.
That Brooklyn bullshit, we on it. Twist cabbage on fake stink. Niggas don't think shit stink. Pink Gators, my Detroit players. Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn. Girls walk to us, wanna do us, screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Pop. Close like Starsky and Hutch, stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily. Recently, niggas frontin' ain't saying nothing, so I just keep my peace, keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus peace, with my peace. DKNY, Miami, D.C., prefer Versace, right. All Philly hoes know it's Mosquito, every cutie with the booty bought a coochie, now who's a real dude, meaning who's really the shit, them niggas ride dick, Frank White push the stick, call the Lexus, LX, 4.5, bulletproof glass chips if I want some ass, bye-bye. A nigga rapping about blunts and bras, tits and bras, menage a trois, sex and expensive cars, it still leave you on the pavement. Condo paid for, no car payment. At my arraignment, no for the plaintiff. Your daughter's tied up in the Brooklyn basement. Face it, not guilty. That's how I say silk. Richer than rich. So you niggas come and get me.
Busy, 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 you can't compete. Sometimes you know you're hypnotizing. And I just love your flashy ways. Get the body broken, you're so cute. Busy, 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 you can't compete. Sometimes you know you're hypnotizing. And I just love your flashy ways.
Radio check, I got a caller, call your name.
JC.
What's up, JC? Where you calling from, baby?
L.A.
L.A.? What you want to hear tonight?
Yeah, I want to check out some of that Notorious Big.
What can I play for you?
Things Done Changed.
Yeah.
Give Me the Loot.
Uh-huh.
Machine Gun Funk.
Word.
Also some of that Warning.
Come on home. Check this out, JC.
What's that?
I got something special for you.
All right.
I got Biggie rapping over some West Coast flavor.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yo, is there anything else I can do for you tonight?
Yeah. Can I give a shout out?
Nah. Watch out now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Y'all, man, it's your boy Black Tear, you know, CEO of Blackout Radio. Tonight, man, I got a very good episode. Got the manager of the GS Boys. I know y'all remember the song Stanky Leg, and they also had a song called Booty Doo. And I also will be having on their marketing and tour personnel, which is Mrs. Scott. So she'll be on live with us momentarily, but before I bring her on the air, I at least want to take at least one good caller. So again, y'all, when you get on, please make sure your phone is off speaker. Make sure you speak loud and clear, you know, so that everybody can hear you. Anyways, I got 870-826. You're live. Please state your name, where you from.
Yo, what's going on, Black Eye Radio? It's your boy, Buddha Ali, Zone24TV.com.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Nothing much, man. Just tuning in to the show, man. What's happening with y'all, man? Black Eye Radio, Zone 24 is in the building with y'all tonight.
I mean, shoot, everything good, man. But what you want to let the people know?
Oh, man, just checking in the show. Check out Zone24TV.com. Like us on Facebook. Zone24TV Blast on Facebook. We're coming out this October. We'll be in Atlanta. Look for us in Atlanta on the Atlanta People's TV Network. We'll be broadcasting off there through the rest of the year. And we're still here in Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, and Oklahoma. Just putting it down, man. Okay. Zone 24 TV, we're a promotion machine. Play your music videos. We come on every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on the Ion TV Network. Also affiliated with KTSS Channel 50, cover Southwest Arkansas. We cover the four states area.
That's what's up. And did you have anything else you would like to put out there?
Man, shouts out to everybody, man. Shouts out to you, Black Tear. Shouts out to Black Eye Radio, your boy Quantrell. You know what I'm saying? Misty Cone, Confetti, Lady V, KZRB 103.5. Man, the list goes on, man. Shouts out to the Oklahoma Ticks, man. Everybody listening, East Coast, West Coast, especially down south right now, if you hear me. Hey, Detroit, we love you, baby. Keep doing y'all thing, man, and holler at us at the Zone, zone24tv.com. Hit us up.
Most definitely, and that's it.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna put on cruise control. I'm gonna be listening to the show tonight, man. So I'll roll with you, real one. You know how we do it. I'm gonna roll with you tonight and check out the scene.
Most definitely, man. I appreciate you calling in tonight, man. And definitely, if you want to get on and speak with any of my guests, feel free to stick around in the queue.
Already, man. I sure appreciate that, DJ Black Tear, man. Wu-Tang DJ Coalition, the soldier on the ones and twos, and coming at you on that wheel.
For sure. All right, man. I definitely appreciate it. All right, y'all. I had put the wrong information out there. Miss Scott is actually the marketing director for their upcoming tour. And when I bring her on, she'll be speaking about that. And also, Mr. Boss Black, she'll be following up, and he is the official manager. So before I actually bring her on the air, it's only right that I air the GS Boys' new song, Off Top, which will be featured on my upcoming mixtape through the Woo Worldwide Coalition DJ, along with other industry acts. But here we go, Off Top.
Yo, man, I know you all remember those songs, Stanky Leg and also Booty Do. You know what I'm saying? Those came out through the GS Boys. You feel me? Well, guess what, man? Not too long ago, their management reached out to me. You know what I'm saying? So, had to throw this track on here, man. It's called Off Top by the GS Boys, man. And trust me, they rocking with Mr. Blackout Radio right here, Mr. Black Tear. Shout out to Boss Black. Let's get it.
Make a say, like Touche. Say the girl to tell my paper ain't Touche.
To wherever that we go, from wherever that we at, you know we lead it from the start.
Off top.
What about the?
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 Oh, yeah.
From sun up to sundown, we live.
Oh, we live.
From sundown, we shut down the block.
Down the block.
From the M to the black, there we got. Hold up.
Off top.
Yeah. From sun up to sundown, we live.
Oh, we live.
From sundown, we You know they say they exercise good for the heart. From sun up to sundown, we live.
Oh, we live.
From sundown, we shut down the block.
Down the block.
From the M to the black, that we got. Hold up. From sun up to sundown, we live.
Oh, we live.
From sundown, we shut down the block.
Down the block.
From the M to the black, that we got. Hold up.
Hold up.
Before we hit the spot, we need some paper off top. If you ain't got that, then we shut down your block. You know we stay live and that's straight out the top. Hold up, hey.
Hold up, off top. Before we hit the spot, we need the paper off top. If you ain't got that, then we shut down the block. You know we stay live and that's straight off the top.
What about the
off top?
Yeah. From sun up to sundown, we live.
Are we live?
From sundown, we shut down the block.
Down the block.
From the M to the black, that we got. Hold up. From sun up to sundown, we live.
Are we live?
From sundown, we shut down the block.
Down the block.
From the M to the black, that we got. Hold up.
Hold up. Make a say, like two shots. Steady grinding, tell my paper ain't two shots. Hold up.
To wherever that we go, from wherever that we at, you know we lead it from the start.
Yo, so again, y'all, that was the GS Boys with Off Top. And again, just to refresh y'all memory, even if you got a flashback, you know what I'm saying, they came out with the hit songs, Stanky Leg and Booty Doo, and they had a successful run. So now they're coming back with new music. And again, it will be featured on my mixtape series. And also, they have their album out, Designer Boomerang, and I don't know if y'all saw it, but I was promoting it on my pages, and there's more to come. But anyways, what's going on tonight, Miss Scott? Miss Scott.
Hello.
Hey,
how
you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Eddie?
I'm doing fine.
You doing
all right? I'm doing fine. And just to be honest with you, it's kind of a surreal experience being in touch with you and Boss because, you know, like I said, you are helping, you know, to come back for the GS Boys and to know that, you know, Platinum Artists and you guys decided to reach out to me, you know, to help with the movement. I'm very, you know, humbled by that. But regardless, so what would you like to tell people about yourself for those that don't know, first off?
Well, first I want to say thank you for having me on here to have the opportunity to talk about GS Boys. My name is Z Scott. I'm the SEO queen. I am the marketing director for the Return of the GS Boys tour. I would like for all your listeners to follow us at GS Boys Tour. That's on that's with a Z. That you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at that location. Go ahead and like those Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages. But you know, the tour is about, you know, having fun, and we want, you know, all those high school kids and college kids that supported Stanky Leg back in 2009 to support again, because, you know, Off Top is just the beginning. We have some more music coming. Designer Boomerang is actually our EP. It's the GS Boys EP. There's a full-length album that's going to be coming out soon, and there's a lot of great things to be looking forward to on that.
Okay. And you also, you know, I definitely want to speak on the GS Boys, but just so the audience have a better idea of who you are, I know you do things with Google. I've seen a few of your posts about helping on an online search. What can you tell the people about that may need help?
Yeah, so one of the reasons why I was asked to work with the GS Boys on the marketing of their tour is because they are in the process of launching an aggressive multi-channel digital campaign in support of the album. And so we've been pushing out content on video platforms, image platforms, social media platforms, and their website will be launching very soon. Their new website will be launching soon.
Okay. As far as the website, what features will be on there for the fans? Would it be like the tour dates and everything, or would it just mainly consist of the music?
Yeah, it's going to have some of the videos. It's going to have videos, music. It's going to have the events that are coming up. So there's just a lot of good things in the works. And also, we have an opportunity for your dance crews if you want to be included in the GS Boys dance video version for Off Top. You can actually enter your crew for that. And that is that call is open until the end of the year. There's going to be two music videos. One is a dance video that we're doing a call for dance crews to be involved in. And it's really easy. All you got to do is film your video routine to the song, you know, Off Top, and upload it to YouTube, hashtag GS Boys Tour, hashtag Off Top, hashtag GS Boys with a Z, and email it to gsboys@theseoqueen.net as well. So make sure you use those hashtags so we know what you're doing. We're actually going to be pushing those hashtags. So you can actually use those hashtags. You can get on the GS Boys website, get your content on there. And so we definitely love to see those videos, and we definitely we've reposted some of them too. So just a little bit about that, the website.
And I see you're referring to the fan videos now. I know I spoke with Mr. Black about this also, but when can the fans, or you know, the people that's interested, look forward to their actual music video for the Off Top single?
Yeah, so the music video for the Off Top single is in progress. I don't know the exact date. That's a good question for Boss Black on that one. He has more details on that. But as far as the dance video, I know that's going to be filmed and shot during the first quarter of next year, because the call ends the end of this year for the dance video version. Now, I think if you follow us on Instagram, there'll be more details. And there's actually details right there on the Instagram at GS Boys with a Z Tour, GSBOYZ POUR on Instagram. You can see a post there with information about the cameo opportunity for the Off Top dance video.
Okay. And concerning the tour, and real quick, got new callers that hit the queue. Please stay right where you at. I will be letting on callers momentarily. We're still waiting on Boss Black to get on the queue, but for now I have Mrs. Scott, who is the marketing director for the GS Boys Tour. So you can also direct questions at her as well as promote yourself. I just got one more question, Miss Scott, before we go to some callers. As far as the GS Boys, I know they had the songs out and everything. And what have they been doing meanwhile, or was it consistent, or like under the radar as far as the music, or did they just take a break?
Well, one thing I want the listeners to know is that the EP Designer Boomerang is just a taste of what they're going to be releasing soon. I want to say more about upcoming music, but some of the features are really exciting. I'm excited about it. I mean, it's high energy, feel good music, and I think, you know, people, when they hear here off top, and the next thing, you know, Yes Boys want people to know that they're more than just dance music. It's more than just dance music. And the message of off top is more than just, you know, doing a dance move. It's talking about, you know, just being authentically you, you know, knowing what you want from the start. So that's what, you know, off top is referring to. So, I mean, there's just a lot of really good things in the works. We also have announced we have a special guest who will be going on tour with the GS Boys. We're really excited about Kay Park. He is a young man out of Minnesota who has bars, and he is also a multi-instrumentalist. So we're really looking forward to him burning up the stage, the start for the GS Boys. So, yeah. This tour is going to be off the chain. So it's definitely going to be one you don't want to miss.
Okay. And we're going to go ahead and get to some callers. And again, callers, I'm live with the marketing director for the tour of the GS Boys. Still waiting on the manager, who is Boss Black, to call in. So, just put it out there. I'm sure some of you might ask, well, where can I send music? How can I do this, do that? Well, just being honest with you up front, again, the GS Boys have sold platinum and gold records. So, obviously, if you want to talk some sort of business, you got to have a budget up front. So, just putting that out there. But address my guests with at least one good question, and then feel free to promote yourself, you know. But I got 713-382. You're live. Please state your name, where you from.
Dan from Houston, Texas.
Okay,
hi.
What's going on, sir?
I'm just tuning into your show, though.
Okay. Did you want to ask my special guest something, or you just wanted to promote, or just you just listening in?
I did want to promote.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. I got some real good music, and I'm underground, and if you could check me out though on Facebook.com/SEN. You can check me out on automat.com/SEN89 and Reverb Nation /SEN. You can check all my stuff out. I'll be having some new stuff coming, though. I've just been in the work, been busy, though, with a midterm. I'm trying to finish that up right there, so that kind of was taking me a while, though, to get that out there. But once I get it out there, y'all know, you'll know about it.
Okay. And that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. And most definitely, so if you got a question about the industry or something like that, feel free to ask Ms. Scott. But other than that, you want to ask for something, or are you good?
Yeah, that's bad, though. I got a question. Yeah, I got one.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, okay. There's a lot of people, though, that prefer, though, the mainstream over underground. But cause I know I've been hearing stories, though, about being on top, though. It's kind of a little lonely at the top, though. Huh? Is that true or just a rumor? Okay.
You know, I think right now in society, I think there's a lot of lonely people, no matter where you are in society, whether you have tremendous financial success or tremendous commercial success or not. And so I think, you know, you get what you expect. If you expect to form good relationships, you will do that. I think you definitely have to be careful in this business, but that goes for any business.
Okay.
So, you know, in the music industry, there are billions of people on the planet, billions, not 1 billion, but billions, many, many billions. And even if you get 1% of 1% of the population as a fan for your music, that's still millions of people. So at the end of the day, you know, just like the saying, you know, when you come to love and relationships, there's always somebody for everybody. There's always someone that your music will impact, and it's up to you as a musician to really change your thinking, or not change, but expand your thinking from just being an artist, but to also looking at who enjoys your music and really getting your music in front of those listeners. And so as far as being lonely at the top, I think the journey is very important. And you just have to keep your head on the swivel and be wise. But above all, don't give up.
Okay.
All right. And most definitely, caller, I appreciate you coming in. I appreciate you calling in. Why don't you drop your link like one more time so everybody can check you out?
All right. Y'all can check me out on Facebook.com/Sen, S-E-N, Reverb Nation, S-E-N, Automat, S-E-N, 89. You'll find me right there. You'll see all my music with other artists music I share too. So you'll see all my stuff. And I want to thank you for letting me be on your show too.
Well, like I tell everybody, man, I can't run no show if y'all not calling, so feel free to call in every Tuesday, all right?
Oh, yeah, I will.
All right, so again, I'm still waiting on Boss Black to hit the lines. He is the official manager for the GS Boys, but I also have on Mrs. Scott, who is the marketing director for their upcoming tour. So definitely, and not only that, she has a great resume outside of that. So, again, taking callers right now, well, please have at least one good question for her, and then feel free to promote yourself. And, again, I know most of the artists are probably going to want to know, hey, you know, GS Boys went platinum, so they probably look for talent. Yeah, that's the case, but you do have to have a budget because this is a business. So also be mindful of that if you decide to ask that question. But I got 681-888, you're live. Please state your name and where you're from.
This is Beastie calling out of Huntington, West Virginia.
Hey, what's going on tonight?
Not much. What's good with you, Black Tear?
I'm doing all right. But before you get started, you got a question for my guest, and then you could feel free to promote, sir.
How much work is going into putting this comeback tour together?
A lot. A lot of work is pointed into it. Definitely. The boys are in the studio. They've been in the studio just putting the finishing touches on stuff. Get ready for the full-length album. We have a great team, DJs from coast to coast, from the north to the south, are spinning the record. And we, the single Off Top hasn't even been out a month yet, so it's moving a lot faster than Stanky Leg did at the beginning.
Yeah.
So we're really happy to see what's going on. So it's definitely moving right along and coming together.
That's cool. That's what, so do you think that the new single is moving quick because of the fact that they did do Stanky Leg and stuff back in the day?
I think,
like, they've already got their name built up with Stanky Leg?
I think they definitely have, you know, the name, but this is the thing. There's always, in the music industry, you know, people are wary of the sophomore curse. And, you know, putting out the second record, the second project, is always a tricky thing because people are skeptical about whether or not the previous successes can be duplicated. And in this case, what we're seeing is that in the first few weeks of the single being out, it's actually moving out faster than Stanky Leg did to start. So we're anticipating that we're going to move to even a higher plateau. And if you listen, I don't know if you listened to Off Top earlier when it was played, it's high energy and it's very unique. It's different than the sound you currently hear on the radio. So we're counting on the loyalty of the past fan base and new listeners to really propel this single into the stratosphere.
Yeah, I heard it earlier. I remember listening to Stanky Leg and Booty doing stuff when I was in high school. I'm glad they're coming back and doing. Glad they're coming back and doing something else.
Yeah, thank you so much for your support. And you know, this in the music industry, it's always good to have something fresh. You know, we have so many different types of rap, and you know, and hip hop music, and it's so nice to see, you know, the people who kind of started the whole, you know, the Salento Watch Me craze and everything else, to see that just evolved. And so the boys, they've done it again. I mean, I tell everybody, you got to listen to that song Off Top on a really nice sound system. I was listening to it on my home sound system, and that bass synthesizer made me feel some type of a way. You know, and I love that piano. I love that piano lick. I love that too. It's just totally hype. So, I haven't gotten tired of it yet. And I've listened to it a lot of times. So, I think a lot of people are going to like it.
That's what's up.
Okay, sir. Now, did you have something that you would like to promote?
Oh, always, bro. Always.
And again, to all callers that's in the queue, don't hang up. I'm getting everybody on. If worst case, put your phone on speaker. You hear people giving out their links and everything so you can network. But I will be getting everybody, so please don't hang up if you don't have to. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, as always, the SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/BeastieYTE. And Beastie is spelled BEASTIEYTE. And then the Facebook, facebook.com/BeastieYTE, same as the SoundCloud. And twitter.com/Beastie_YTE304.
Okay. Most definitely, man. And you already know that, you know, every single Tuesday, feel free to call. You get the same opportunity.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, Mrs. Scott, before I go to the next caller, do you have something you want to throw out there? Mrs. Scott? Okay, she might have stepped away for a second. Yeah.
My fault.
I was saying before I went to the next caller, do you have something you want to throw out there?
Oh, as far as, the GS Boys, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter is just GSBOYZTOUR. Yeah, you
okay.
Can follow them at GS Boys Tour on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Okay. And again, to all the people that's just calling in, or to anybody that's just listening, I am live with Mrs. Scott, who is the marketing director for the upcoming GS Boys Tour. I spoke with Boss Black, who is the official manager, and he did let me know he had to take a flight, so more than likely I have to reschedule him for next month. But I got 585-417. You're live. Please state your name, where you're from. 585-417. Are you there?
Oh, yes. Hi. This is Jocelyn from Miss Jocelyn's Promotions.
Hey, what's going on?
A few things, but before I get into advertising, I wanted to ask the lady about how I get into, if I wanted to get into songwriting, like for different artists and or a record company or something, how would I get involved with that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I am mainly a marketing person.
Okay.
And yeah, and I do deal with songwriters. Are you registered with BMI or ASCAP?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I thought you had to have a song already written up to get into BMI already.
Well, what I can tell you is that I actually am launching a new business. I have my company, TSQ Marketing Incorporated, is actually rebranding in 2018, and we're actually offering audio branding for businesses. I have a group on Facebook called The Music Revolution. You can, if you like the SEO Queen Facebook business page, which is public, and send a message to that page, I can go ahead and add you to that group. So when opportunities to get your music in front of business owners is available, I can make that available. But I would advise you I would go on LinkedIn, and I would also go on to meetup.com and network with other songwriters and go to music industry events so that you can meet other artists and other record labels. Executives, so you can shop your music. I would also advise you to make sure you copyright the stuff you do write and shop it to artists yourself. You can always get your music if you record demos of it. You can always get it on different websites to license it yourself as well. So there's a lot you can do to build a career in songwriting, but I would definitely make
real
sure
quick.
You're connected to BMI or ASCAP and network. Does that make sense?
Real quick, don't mean to cut y'all off, but Boss Black is in the queue with us, so right after this call, he will be joining us live on the air. But yeah, you go ahead and finish up, call.
Okay,
yeah, so,
you said Music Revolution in the Facebook group?
Yeah, it's a Facebook, it's a secret group. It's invitation only. It's invitation only. And all you got to do is just go to my company Facebook page and send a message to that page, and I'll add you to the group tonight.
Okay. And what's your Facebook company name?
The SEO Queen. That's TheSEOQueen.
Queen.
Yeah.
Yes.
The SEO Queen. So one thing, I'm glad. What's your name?
My name is Jocelyn Jackson.
Jocelyn Jackson? Okay, Jocelyn, one thing that a lot of companies are moving towards doing is something called audio branding. Now, audio branding is something that there's a huge demand for because people want to enhance the marketing experience. You know, in this world, there's so many different things that people, a lot of noise, a lot of distractions and everything else. And music is a great way to expedite an emotional connection to a brand through audio branding. And so because of that fact, you know, there's really not a lot of companies out there who do audio branding right now. And so with that knowledge, you know, just being a songwriter, it's a great time to be a songwriter. You know, songs don't have to be, you know, as long or as intricate as a symphony. You can do jingles, you can do, you know, soundtracks. There's a whole universe of musical needs that are out there. So kudos to you for asking that great question.
Thanks. All right.
Most definitely. And real quick, caller, did you want to throw your links out there so
listeners
can check you out?
Thank you for reminding me. Okay. I am on Facebook at Miss Jocelyn's Promotions,
217, at Miss Jocelyn's Merch on Facebook, on Instagram at Miss Jocelyn's Promos, and my personal, if you want my personal Instagram, I'm at the real JJPCCD, and on Twitter at JJPCCD, my personal, to get me on there, but the other two is my business one.
Okay. And most definitely, if you don't know, now you know, call in every Tuesday, all right?
Okay.
All right. Now, the man of the hour, been you know, busy, man, planning to come back for the GS boys. And if y'all don't remember, man, they had the whole world on fire with Stanky Leg and Booty Doo. You know what I'm saying? They went gold, platinum, all that, and they coming back with a new song off top. I played it earlier, but I will be playing it again. But what's going on, Mr. Boss Black?
Man, what it is, man? What's going on? Thanks for having me. What's going on?
You know, you tell us, man. I know you, and shout out to Miss Scott, who's still with us, who is the marketing director for the tour. She will be on my broadcast next month with an official interview for herself as well. But, yeah, we got to catch up on some time real quick. And to all the callers that's in the queue, that doesn't mean hang up, because you will have an opportunity to still promote, get on the air, and talk to my guests. Now, are you still on time to put Boss Black, or are you good to go?
Say it again. I got a real bad service. Say it again.
No, and are you still on a time constraint as far as you said you're going to be on?
I got a few. Let's make it happen. We'll take some calls and what have you. You know, so we make it work.
Okay. All right, real quick. Well, let the people know, Ms. Scott spoke on some things, but let them know about the comeback of the GS boys, the whole movement, what everybody can expect.
This here is history in the making. As far as the return of the GS boys, as far as the trendsetters in the entertainment industry, from the Stanky Leg to you know, which helped for us made the whole dance era, and then in addition the Booty Doo, which opened the door up for the whole twerking, for make it okay for girls to want to go ahead and twerk. With the new single, this is a new single, Off Top. This is history that's being made. History far as a lot of everything that's on the radio, a lot of people, it sounds the same. And now folks are hearing far as us come back in and the new music. It is not like what everybody is accustomed to hearing right now on the radio. You hear a lot more energy, and we're bringing that to the stage. Not just, we're looking at 150-plus city tour, in addition to international tour that will be kicking off in the fall of 2018. One of the big things we want the world to know is we back, and we not playing no games. We coming with it.
You know what? And I love that song, Off Top. Hey, as I mentioned earlier, everybody, it will be featured on my upcoming mixtape with Woo Worldwide DJ Coalition. But what I need to know from you is, when is the next song coming? Because I gotta hear it. You know,
the next, man, I'm gonna tell you, we're dropping 2018 is about to be ridiculous. We're dropping 11 singles in 2018. The next single is going to drop on January the 2nd. January the 2nd, we're dropping the next single. So we coming with it.
Okay.
So y'all might, you know, y'all better get prepared. We're dropping 11 of them bad jokers.
Okay. And I spoke with Miss, I'm going to ask probably like two more questions, and then we're going to jump to some callers. But I asked Miss Scott earlier, do you know a definite date for the video for Off Top, or is that still up in the air?
Say it again. Do we know if we're doing what now?
For the is there an actual date coming for the music video for Off Top, or is that still up in the air?
The date is coming soon. It's coming sooner than everybody think. I don't even want to say the date, because when I say that, I'm just gonna throw it on. We just gonna throw it on everybody when we drop this the video. But it's coming soon and very soon, as the church song say, soon and very soon.
Okay. And most definitely, we're going to definitely have to do a part two, you know what I'm saying, because I know you're a busy man, so you definitely got to schedule it to where you got to few time. But are you willing to take a few callers, or you got to go?
No, I can take a few. I can take a few. Come on.
It's all the callers that's in the queue. Again, I'm live with Boss Black and also Zay Scott. Boss Black is the official manager for the GS Boys. If you don't know who the GS Boys were, remember the song Stanky Leg and Booty Doo. Now they're on a return with their hit single Off Top that's going on all radio platforms. So I know some of y'all are going to be asking, okay, how can I send music to Mr. Boss Black, seeing that he is the manager for the GS Boys? So please know that, of course, you got to have a budget because this is a business. But also, make sure you ask at least one good question, and then feel free to promote yourself. But I got 313-838, you're live. Please state your name and your phone.
Yo, what up, though? What up, though? This is Albert, man. Jay, ASAP Entertainment, calling out the What Up, Though City of Detroit, my baby.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, yeah, chilling, man. You know what I'm saying? Just sitting back, you know, listening to y'all, man. You know, to be on the line with some cats, such as the GS Boys in their camp. It's always feel good to mess around with some people that have hit records, hit singles, and things like that. You know what I'm saying? So salute to y'all on y'all upcoming 2018, man.
You know appreciate it, homie. Appreciate it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, y'all keep doing what y'all do. You know what I'm saying? I ain't hollered at the Blackout Radio camp in a minute, man. So I had to, you know, come kick it with y'all for a minute on this nice Tuesday. And yeah. Yep, I just want to stop through. Step Above Platinum Entertainment. We still out here. Much love to everybody doing their thing out there.
Okay. And did you have a question or you just want to drop in?
Yeah, I just want to drop in right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be looking out for those upcoming singles and albums and everything else you guys about to do, man. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all got me over here about to start doing a stanky leg in a minute. That's all.
Man, don't forget, check out our EP, Designer Boomerang. Designer Boomerang. It's on iTunes, Spotify. It's out there. Go check it out. You're definitely not going to be disappointed.
Okay, most definitely. I'm about to do that. I'm about to do that in a hot little minute. I'm kind of laid back today, so it's definitely a good time for me to do it.
My God. We truly appreciate your support. And, you know, we definitely rocking with y'all up there in Detroit, man. Salute to y'all.
So.
Absolutely.
Still,
right. I have to say, what up, though?
For sure. Ms. Scott, did you want to throw something out there yourself, or are you good to go?
Yeah, I wanted to say what up, though, to my Detroit peeps. Say what up, though, to Mahogany Jones, and Remy, Brimstar, and all my Detroit folks.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Mahogany Jones. I spoke with her a while back about hopping on the show, and she was down. So shout out to Mahogany. Right, Mr. Black, did you want to throw something else out there before we get to the next caller?
And just make sure everybody, you know, the new EP, Designer Boomerang, it is out on Apple's, iTunes, Spotify. I definitely go check that out as well.
Most definitely. All right, y'all, I got 806-412. You're live. Please state your name when you're from.
Boy Joe Dirt, calling in from Lubbock, Texas. I'm going to give a shout-out to Diaz Boy. It's bad.
Hey, you speak up just a little bit louder for me. I'm sorry.
My question to the GS Boy.
Oh, you starting to break up. Try again.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, a little bit better. But try to speak up. Yeah, speak up a little bit louder for us.
All right. How is it that y'all been away for so like what's the transition from you guys being away for so long, what's the transition you guys are having to go through coming back now?
It's not a transition. It's just growth. It's just growth. It's just growth and matureness. So it's really not a transition. It's just a growth. You have to understand, as far as the GF boys came out, the guys came out fresh out of high school. And you still had, at that time, you had one member that was still in high school. So it's just a growth, not necessarily a transition. The game is still the same. It's just the players that are different.
Tell them. Okay, caller, did you have something else or you just want to promote?
Good knowledge right there.
Did you want to promote something or that's it? You started to break up again?
Urban Magazine.
Hey, you might have to start that over because you're breaking up real bad.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're good. You're good. You know what? I'm sorry. Just try to call back in because you're still breaking up.
All right.
Yeah, just call back because you're breaking up real bad.
Hey, Birds Up Magazine, which I wanted.
Yeah, call back in. All right, Mr. Black. I know you got to go, so definitely do. And we're gonna reschedule the whole interview if possible. But is something you want to throw out there for the listeners and everybody?
I want to let all of these artists know real quick. I'm gonna give everybody some free game. In order to do this, get in this industry, everybody want to be a rapper. Everybody want to be an artist. They want to be do something. Make sure everything you do, you have a hell of a team behind you. Your team is what's going to help take you to the next level. Understand something about the music industry. The music industry is only 1% music and 99% business. If artists want to send music, submit music over. When you send something over to, whether it's a manager or a label, so forth, make sure that your music is mixed and mastered down. I get hundreds of emails a day from artists who don't have their music mixed and mastered down. Make sure y'all mix and master y'all music to the T. I definitely appreciate you guys for having me on. I gotta go, but I definitely appreciate you guys having me. My God, let's get something scheduled. We'll get it worked out or what have you. But I definitely appreciate you guys, and we appreciate your support and understand that we're rocking with you guys up there in Detroit. I salute to you guys, y'all the other D. You know, we Dallas and y'all Detroit, so we gotta the D's gotta stick together, the triple D's. You feel me? But we're gonna definitely make it work, man. I definitely appreciate you guys.
Most definitely, and Before I forget,
because I know this is y'all up there in Detroit, so let me do this while it's fresh on my mind. Shout out to the homie Big Sean, salute to my guy. In addition, shout out to my partner Trick Trick, Uncle Trick Trick, man, salute to you, my guy. Have to make sure we touch the city.
Oh yeah, that's the big homie. That's the big homie.
Yeah. We've been doing this a long time, so, you know, when it comes to a different city, we got to make sure to respect this issue to those people, those individuals, and those two individuals, man, definitely, man. We rocking well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And most definitely, you got my information. I got yours. So either way it goes, we're going to work something out for you to get back on the air.
Done deal. I appreciate you, my God, man. Y'all be safe. God bless y'all. And pray for our country, man. The GS Boys Tour 2018. It's official like a referee whistle. Designer Boomerang in stores, online now. God bless y'all. Man, I'm out.
For sure. All right, again, y'all. And following behind Mr. Boss Black, Ms. Scott, she just informed me that she has to go too. So what did you want to throw out there, Ms. Scott?
Yeah, I want to second what Boss Black said. Go on iTunes, pick up Designer Boomerang and Get Off Top. Go on iTunes, Spotify, all that. I have to plug the social media handles again. Follow the GS Boys at GS Boys Tour on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, please. And we'll follow you back.
Most definitely, and that's definitely real. And again, y'all, she will be on for her own separate interview next month. I will be advertising and having the dates and all that then. But most definitely, Ms. Scott, appreciate you filling in for Boss Black, and I definitely look forward to our interview next month.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
No problem.
All right.
All right, y'all. Still going to run through some callers and everything, you know what I'm saying? And then we're going to play that off top. And for those that didn't know, again, I was the manager and also the marketing director for the tour for the GS Boys. For those that don't remember the song Stanky Leg and Booty Doo that took the nation by surprise years back, well, they're coming back. And they have a brand new sound. I don't know if y'all heard it earlier, but I will be playing again. But the beat itself sounds like something that Snoop Dogg killed. So, I played it in my car. You know what I'm saying? That bass is crazy. But anyways, I got 415-341. You're live. Please state your name, where you're from.
Yo, what's up, Eddie? This is OMF from San Francisco, just calling in and checking out the radio station and calling in and showing some love to Blackout Radio, to my boy. Just keeping it popping over there, keeping hip-hop alive and over there. You know what I'm saying? Got the GS Boys on, the marketing director and the manager of the crew. You know what I'm saying? Just talking up game, man, and learning about hip-hop. That's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? Just calling to give you love. You know what I'm
saying? Most definitely, I always appreciate the love. And like I said, I couldn't run this show if y'all wasn't calling. Feel me? So definitely appreciate you calling. But is there something you want to throw out there?
Yeah, I'm just want to give you love, man, for just keeping giving us a chance, the underground artists and independent artists, a chance to shine and you get to soak up game with people in the industry. That's what it's all about. One, each one teach one what we know we owe, and that's what it is. And that's what I'm doing. I'm promoting my show, Talking Loud, They Ain't Saying Nothing TV, What Happened to Hip Hop, airs Friday to this Friday, October 13th, 6 p.m., on the California time and 9 p.m. on the East Coast time, and it's going to be on San Francisco Commons website. Then you go to Bayback TV Channel 76, and you'll catch us live and unedited this Friday, you know what I'm saying? And we got a step show for you, you know what I'm saying, with my co-host Matt Kwan and Glamour Girl, you know what I'm saying? And we just taking back hip-hop. And I was so blessed to be on this Get Money, Stop Hating tour with Jess Jones and J.R. Lee, man. And I was able to rock with some of the best female and the male underground MCs and rappers over there in Atlanta, Georgia, during the A3C Festival and Conference, the after parties over there at the Apache Cafe and the League Tavern and the Californian Club, man, first-class organization down there, man. They got first-class. Atlanta, Georgia is going on, man. I'm telling you, it's off the hook. And they got black-owned businesses down there, 99% black, man. I was around people that showed me love, man. You know what I'm saying? And they said, good morning, you know what I'm saying? How you doing, man? That's what's up, man. And I loved it down there, man. And I was down there to be able down there to be with the people out there that just love hip-hop, man. We got all, and the women down there was just clowning. So I'm talking about the women is coming. You know what I'm saying? I love the women out there, man, that's keeping real hip-hop alive, and they know about the game and everything. They was down. They made them men look bad down there. Man, they was off the hook, man. I'm telling you, they're coming. And I got them on my show. I got Kenny B from one of the hip-hop artists that performed down there on the last show at the Cali Forum in Atlanta, Georgia on October 7th. And he's calling to my radio show, TV show on Friday, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to have an interview with him, and it's going to be dedicated to him and his songs and his videos. And he's one of the hip-hop artists that rocked in Atlanta, Georgia with Jess Jones. So that's what I'm doing. I'm doing a show in San Jose on November 4th with Nesta DeFaro. I know he's been on Blackout Radio before, and Keisha and LaVar know about him. And I also ran into Neffy Raps that was been on your show too, and she rocked the mic, you know what I'm saying, at the Apache Cafe, and I've networked with her, you know, since I've been out there networking, man, and doing my shows, man, and just keeping hip-hop alive, man, and just, okay. I know hip-hop is still alive, because I know they got a lot of brothers out there that still know the art form and the rap game, and they, like that brother said from the GS boys before he got off the mic, he said,
Mr. Arnold, not trying to cut you off, just running on time constraints, and I still got other callers to get to, so most definitely, I definitely want you to call in every single Tuesday. And you know as well, man, I wouldn't say this to you if I didn't have people to get to.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, and I definitely appreciate the support again, because like I said, if it wasn't people like you calling in, I definitely wouldn't have a show to run. So definitely keep calling, all right?
All right, I will. Talk to you soon.
Right. Oh, yeah, for sure. All right, y'all. To all the new callers, again, I was live with the manager for the GS Boys, which is Boss Black. For those that just dropped in, he did get off the air. It was about 15 minutes ago or so or less. And also the marketing director for the GS Boys tour, Mrs. Scott, she was also on, but she's no longer on. But she will be on for an exclusive interview next month, so definitely be in tune for that. But I got 601-381. You're live. Please state your name, where you're from. 681. Yeah, what's up? What's your name? Where you from, please?
Hey, yo, the homie. Hey, yo, the homie. 381.
Okay. All right, where you from?
Hey, yo, the homie. I'm from Wyandotte, Mississippi. Get a line, Mississippi. Right now, you know, tuned in out here in Atlanta, though.
That's what's up. Well, go ahead and promote, man. I know you called in to drop something, so go ahead and promote.
Well, you know that AO the homie, man. You know, I check out a little business with Life Super Unit NC. You know, I got a new song finna come out right now with NBA Young Boy Kyle in the street. I got a new song with YL Pen, Lucha Kyle, Add Up. You know, he had already dropped it. I just dropped the verse on that phone. I got the new song, man, with the nigga Mr. Chain out of Baton Rouge finna drop. You know, my mixtape finna come out December the 21st. I got a couple features on there from a couple guys out of Atlanta, some new guys like Rod Lotus, Pat with 15 Bridge Club. I got that joint for me and NBA Youngboy gonna be on my mixtape. You know, I'm really working, man, dedicated, man, you know, just dropping and steady grinding, man, trying to get to the top by any means.
It definitely sounds like it. You said you got a track with Rilo and Young Buck, right?
I got a check with NBA Youngboy called In the Streets. We just dropped that joint. We're going to put that out. Probably going to put that out this weekend. We just dropped that this week right here, with NBA Youngboy. And I got some new songs, man.
Oh, NBA Youngboy. Oh, my bad. Oh, okay. That's what's up. Yeah, that's what's up, man. Well, most definitely, where can people find your music at now?
I got a couple of tracks on YouTube. You go on YouTube. I got a track, my single I just dropped with my boy on T-Real, Billy Kane from out of Atlanta. You know, I just dropped a track with him. You go, then I got the track on YouTube with Lucha Kyle to add up. You go on SoundCloud, check me out, Ayo the Homie. You go on Reverb Nation, Ayo the Homie. Right now, you go on my Facebook page, Ayo the Homie. I got the official music page, Ayo Gang. You go on Instagram, check me out. Ayo the Homie on Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram.
Okay, that's the best. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said you can check my manager page out, Diamond Diva. Marcia, you can check out on Instagram or name. On Facebook, Marcia Osborne. You can check out new music from me. Hey, you're the homie. No, I'm working, man. You can check out the Cooper Unit page on Instagram, the Savage Life Entertainment page. I got a lot of stuff for you. You know, I'm Baby Savage. I'm the newest member of Savage Life.
Okay. And most definitely, did you have anything else that you want to promote?
I just want to say, man, I really just want to tell them, though, man, be on the lookout for that me and you and your young boy, man. Right now, that's what I understand. It's the biggest focus right now. Me and young boy, we working on talking about a mixtape, so I'm going to promote that because, you know, that we working on. We working on that song, man. We working on that heart gone, man. So, please, mixtape. So, it's already, I just talked to NBA 3 while ago. You already know it's a move, man.
For sure. And before you go, did you want to drop some bars, or are you all right?
What'd you say? I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
I said, before you go, did you want to drop some bars, or are you good?
Yeah, you know, I'll drop some. I'm going to come out the head with some, you want to have ball like shit, got loop like shit, why hit when I squeeze, I don't shoot like shit. The H2 on
shit. Damn. Run that back.
Okay. I see. You wanna have a ball like shit? Got loop like shit? Why hit when I squeeze? I don't shoot like shit. The H2 on Rando. The colors on buckets, but fuck it, shout it. Hey, I'm Rando. Lean when I rash. I be cooking dope, but I be so booming pounds, though. I show them how to grind, though. Hey, this is Durbin. They call me your boy. I don't smoke nothing but purple. Lyric your head, I murder any one of these rappers. Got the engine in the trunk. It like my car be going backwards. Everybody's favorite rapper. Requested on demand, man. Shower station shy, I have a popping on a handstand. Posted for them grand, man. Call it grand. Huh? If it ain't about them grand, say shout, I say fuck it. You wonder how ball like Kobe? Got loot like Kobe? I can't stand the Glock to my dog. I got to shoot like Kobe. I got pussy nigga over you. Fucking with these rough cats. Make them die slow to chop a bullet, feed them and threat. Yeah, man. I'm just coming out the head for you, though.
Oh, my. And they say people in the South don't got bars. Well, y'all some dummies, man. Hey, say them first few bars one more time, please.
Nah, hit them with that. I see, I came out the head, so I'm going to try to see it right. I see, you want to have ball like shit, got loop like shit, boy, I hit when I squeeze, I don't shoot like shit. Hey, you're the homie, man. Hey, yo, gang, man, forever, Savage Life, Super Unit. Be on the lookout for that new NBA and young boy, man. That's the only focus right now.
Oh, my God. Please, one more time, and I'm done with you. One more time, and I'm done. Say that one more time.
Man, hey, yo, gang, man. It's good to be on the radio station, man. You know, man, you said reaching out to me. Oh, it's good to just be able to promote my music, promote my label, and just promote everybody behind me, man. You know, I'm fucking with you, man.
Oh, yeah, you already know, man. And Super Unit, Savage Life, shout out to Webby and all the affiliates. But definitely, man, if you got time, every single Tuesday you call in, all right?
I'm going to start calling. I'm going to reach out to you and let you know, man. I'm trying to talk to the world. I know you're going to put me out there. I know you're feeling that heat.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
I want to say this.
I want to say this, too, though. My big brother, Webby, I want to say this, too. Like, Webby, he got a show the 14th, man. He got a show him the 14th. And then he got one in Mississippi, man, you know, the 28th. Yeah, you got to check him out, man. Tell him to tune in, man. My big brother, man, he back, man, for real, man. Savage Life.
For sure. Webby, what up?
All right, man. And definitely call in next Tuesday if you got time.
Already, man. I appreciate you for having me, man.
Oh, yeah, anytime, all right?
All right, man. Appreciate that, man. Hey, yo, gang, tell me, like.
For sure. Man, if y'all, again, if y'all think people in the South ain't got talent, he said, what he said? He said, I ball like Shaq. I got loot like Shaq. But I hit when I squeeze. I don't shoot like Shaq. And that was all freestyle. Come on, man. Well, let's keep it going, man. I got 443-527. You're live. Please state your name. Where you from?
Hey. It's your girl, Rose Crush Keisha. I'm doing good in you.
I don't know, man. It ain't about me. It's about you, man.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I am one half of the Royal Crush Takeover Radio Show, which is on the same network as Black Tia Show. So we air every Thursday from 6:30 to 8:30. So please, everybody, check us out if you would like to get your, you know, send us a track. You know, you can call in, promote, freestyle, whatever it is you want to do. You know, we also do interviews. You can hit me up on Facebook at Royal Crush Keisha on Facebook or ENT Crush on Twitter or Royal Crush ENT on IG. Yep. Also have my pre-Halloween comedy badge going down in Baltimore, Maryland on October the 27th. At Kibby's Restaurant and Lounge. If anyone would like any tickets, hit me up for that.
Okay. And you got anything else you want to throw out there?
Oh, LeVar Show. LeVar has the Motor City to Baltimore in Baltimore on October the 21st. He has some artists coming down from Detroit. I don't know them by name, but they are coming. But it's at Good Times Bar and Lounge. So they'll be here in Baltimore October the 21st. If anyone would like to perform, you can hit me up, and I'll send you the details on how you can perform if you would like to do that.
Oh, yeah. Big shout-out to Stephanie Marie and most definitely. And anything else you want to throw out there?
Nope, that is about it.
All right. And most definitely make sure you call in every single. Oh, yeah, real quick. Just want to let everybody know Miss Keisha here has been a part of my Blackout Radio broadcast for over a year. So shout out to her and Mr. LeVar Hayes. And between me and them, I have done something very special for them for their loyalty. So, again, big shout-out to the World Course Takeover every Thursday. And I think they only miss, like, one or two episodes. So, if that ain't loyalty and dedication, I don't know what it is. And let me ask you this, Ms. Keisha. Has being on my broadcast, has that been a benefit? You be honest.
Oh yes. It has been. Oh, yes. I mean, I never thought I would have been doing radio in the first place. So, it definitely has been a benefit.
Most definitely. All right, and definitely appreciate you calling in, and shout out to Mr. Runtel that. All right?
I definitely thank you, and y'all have a great evening.
You too, Ms. Keisha. All right, y'all, we're going to run through a few more callers, and then I got to wrap it up because I am over my time. But I got 419-508, you're live. Please state your name, where you from.
Yo, what's going down?
You tell me, man.
Oh, man, ain't nothing much, man. Just stay producing, man. Stay writing, you know what I'm saying, staying out the way. But I was trying to promote my little Instagram page, man. James Flames 419 on Instagram. And YouTube, you can search Flames Firearms, and that's Firearms with a V. That's also Flames Firearms on SoundCloud. And on Facebook, you can follow me at Yaakov Shalom Nikud. Looks like Jacob Shalom Nikud. That's J-A-C-O-B-S-H-A-L-O-M-N-I-K-U-D. And I was going to spit a little something if I could, if you had a minute.
Man, what kind of question is that?
No doubt. Look, here we go. Be like, a soldier dies but once. I'll be the first and last to kill you. Catch you by the spit, one of them nerves to be raps and steal you. Break that jaw and that cheap ass metal in your mouth. Teeth crack, turn your head to a speed bag. Better leg him out. Three taps, weak ass cavalry hunts. Follow his marks. These fags, undercover and drag. Stretchy Levi's over knee pads. At the speed of a signal transmitted through my beat pad, I reach back and slap fire at you with a beast hand. The type of hand that make a spades game unfair. The type of man that play a staring game with a bear, fully aware with a semi and a fully prepared. For the last time that I snapped, the bully was scared. And I'm an endangered species, and I came to defeat new mainstream teenies whose CDs are the same as feces. And I came from beanies, this earth with a sick verse. And they said life is a bitch, well, I was born dick first, yeah. You know, shit like that, man. You know, Flames, James Flames, Flames.
I got one more for him, man. I need one more, man.
All right, look. I wish that I could start from the beginning and undo this 20-year slumber. But you trap rappers and fat bastards don't want to hear hunger. Spit lightning, and my stomach is rumbling thunder. Doubling numbers, you just releasing mumbling numbers. Rappers getting dumber and dumber, it's my hungriest summer. Been making a killing to eat, so I'm becoming a hunter. And you the first shit on the menu, the worst shit at the venue. Your worthless as existence on this earth cannot continue. A soldier dies at once, I'll be the first and last to steal you. Hold on, wait a minute. Shit like that, man, you know what I'm saying? But, I just try to stay busy. Like I'm saying, if you can friend me on Facebook, go to Yaakob Shalom Nikud. That's JACOBSHLOMNIKUD. And hit me with a link, you know what I'm saying, with some of your music and maybe an email. And if I got something that I can probably match your style, I email you a beat or two or something. But, yeah, just find me on Facebook, and we could probably work and network.
All right, man. Most definitely every Tuesday you can, okay?
No doubt. I appreciate it, brother.
Oh, yeah, I said I can't run the show if you're not calling, so salute.
Okay, no doubt. Y'all have a good one.
All right. So, all right, I got 413-727.
Sup, Black Tier and Duels. Calling from Massachusetts. I'm good. I'm loving the show. Shout out to the guests that you had on tonight. Shout out to Lil Crush Keisha. Shout out to you, Black Tier, Blackout Radio. Thank you so much, family, for giving me this opportunity to show my love and support for you every Tuesday, like I do. I'm loving it. Man, your guests tonight are so inspiring. Oh my gosh, it's a shame that I didn't get the chance to talk to any of them, but. As a woman, you know, listening to the market director and marketing director and, you know, just females in the business, it's always good to connect to them. And I respect, you know, your guests that you had and I've been a fan. And so I'm really happy to be a part of the show, even though they're not here to talk to right now. So shout out to y'all.
Oh, well, check this out. Next month, I'll be having Miss Scott on for a full interview. She was originally just supposed to co-host with Mr. Black. But obviously, I'm not sure if he was on the line, but she ended up taking up majority of his time.
Definitely.
But she will be back. She'll be back on next month, so you got to holler at her.
Cool. Definitely. I'd love to because... you know, and shout out to all your callers and all the listeners out there. Shout out to my everybody in Detroit where I was born. That's where my blood comes from, my roots. I wanted to, you know, Black Tier, I'm a singer-songwriter. I belong with ASCAP. I'm on the grind. I'm on the hustle. I'm moving and shaking. And she started talking about some things about, you know, stuff that I'm interested in, especially the sound issues and, like, doing commercials and soundtracks and audio, you know, all that stuff, which is what I want to get into, doing voiceovers and everything. So it'd be definitely something that it piqued my interest, you know, so it would broaden my resume in the most creative ways using the gifts and the talents. But, I'm so grateful, man, just to be able to say that, you know, I do these things that I do, and I'm, given so many opportunities and I make them happen, but also, you know, being able to be on a mixtape from DJ Flipside with Wu-Tang Clan members, Method Man and Intel. Shout out to DJ Flipside and Kenny Starr for making that happen. And congratulations to you for the, all the awards that you won. And now you're Wu-Tang Clan DJ Coalition DJ too. So shout out to you. I'm like looking forward to hearing that mixtape drop. And I know it's going to be fire because I know what you do. Everything you touch turns just like the gold, so I know it's gonna happen. Watch
man,
you shine in the last
gold,
2 years.
Supporters such as yourself, and like I said, what am I gonna do if I don't got an audience? You know what I'm saying? What music would I have got, would I receive, what award would I have won, you know, all that if I didn't have an audience. So I need y'all too, you feel me?
I feel you. I got you.
I don't know how people can sit and just talk for 2 hours, 3 hours. I can't do it. So I definitely appreciate y'all more than you think.
I feel you. Yeah. And because of you, I got a lot of opportunities myself on the radio and, you know, all these different connections with all these wonderful, talented artists through your show, Blackout Radio. So I will be calling in any opportunity that I have. And if I don't, you know, something's either going on with my health, which would be number one, or I'm traveling and I can't make the phone call. That's about it. There's only two things that keep me from doing this stuff, but I appreciate it. Anyway, you have a good night, Black Tear.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
You too. I'm
yeah.
Free. Oh, you got some? Go ahead. You got something to say?
Yeah, I was just going to shoot out my links. If y'all want to check me out, I'm a singer-songwriter. You can Google my name. I'm so grateful to say that. I'm also a model. You can find me on Instagram underneath Andrews Official. You can find me on Twitter, Andrews, A-N-N-J-E-W-E-L-Z, Sings, S-I-N-G-S. You can find me on Facebook underneath Andrews, A-N-N-J-E-W-E-L-Z. Thank you so much, Black Tear.
Most definitely, and feel free every Tuesday, all right?
All right, one more shout-out to Jay LeBlanc, my man of Angels to Angels and Vibrations of Peace. Yeah,
for sure.
Most definitely. You know I'm going to be here.
And I definitely appreciate it.
All right, we appreciate you. Thanks. Peace out.
All right. All right, y'all, before I do get off the air, I will be dropping their new song Off Top. So, again, and this song is crazy. Like, y'all got to picture this, man. Y'all know Coops don't have a sound system, so I had to boost that shit up. But that shit hard as shit. I don't know. Y'all going to hear it. It's going to blow your ears over the phone. And as y'all heard earlier, Off Top is just the first single. They will be releasing more music. And the next single will be released in January, and the music video is coming. But you can go on iTunes and get their album, Designer Boomerang. You can check it out right now. And as Miss Scott and Boss Black said earlier, Off Top is getting a greater response than Stanky Leg did when it first came out. So this would be nuts to have them on the show for their return, and then to see that GS Boys blow back up. Like, I'll probably just want to quit radio and be like, fuck it. But anyways, I got 757-675. You're live. What's up?
You can't quit radio, man. This is your home, man. You can't quit radio. What the hell?
No, I'm just saying, like, that will blow my mind. Like, you got to understand, the management, they reached out to me out of the blue, you know, out of nowhere, and wanted me to help them. So it's just crazy, you know. Like, obviously, I've had people from Def Jam and stuff like that, but some platinum artists in this decade and stuff like that, it's, you know, it's kind of crazy. But, yeah, man, enough about me. You let everybody know what's up with you, man.
All right, for those who don't know, my name is Quantrell Howard. I am the host of The Q. It normally airs every Friday on the Blackout Radio Network, but we're currently on break. But good news, we'll be back later on this month for hopefully have everything set up here, hopefully, by some time before the month's up. So the queue shall be making a return very, very soon this month. So just look out for the queue. Also, I have a project coming from my label, QLN Entertainment. I run a label called QLN Entertainment. If y'all want to follow the queue, I forgot to mention the link, facebook.com/theQRadioShow. If you guys want to check out what our show's all about, we're on Audio Mac. So that's audiomack.com/artist/QLNENT if you want to hear all the episodes of the queue that were on the Black Eye Radio Network. We've been on there for 3 seasons, so we've had a lot of episodes. We've also been over there. We've also been on the air over a year as well. So definitely a shout out to Black Tier and the whole Black Eye Radio Network. But we'll be coming back to keep it rolling again later on this month. But also, definitely have a project coming out actually going to be coming out hopefully by the end of this month. It'll be the start of November. It's called Mindset. It's from an artist named Q93R. He's on this project with a few other guys that he brought along. And they're going to be it's going to be coming out November 1st. So just look out for Q93R Mindset. Just look up QLN Entertainment. We're going to be the ones distributing it, you know, promoting it, all that stuff. So facebook.com/QLNENT or just search QLN Entertainment on Google. We're pretty much everywhere, QLN Entertainment. We also appear on Black Tears mixtape, Behind Bars, The Arraignment. Actually, Q93R pops up there alongside Troublesome, who's also featured on Q93R's upcoming project. So definitely shout out to Black Tear for letting us get on that. Also shout out to Go-Go Ram Senpai. He's the producer for that beat. He's the one that produced the beat. I know him out here. He produced it. Really good producer. So look him up, Go-Go Ram Senpai. Or I Love Go-Go Ram Senpai on Facebook. You can definitely check out some of the beats that he has, or vibes by Ram Senpai on SoundCloud if you want to listen to some of the beats he has. Really has some really nice vibey beats, so definitely check that out. But besides that, just look out for the queue. Look out for QLN Entertainment. And obviously, I do a lot of graphic design work. I made the flyers for this show, so if anybody's looking for any graphic design work, email me at theclown@rocketmail.com. That's theclown@rocketmail.com. And that way y'all can, if you guys want, need any flyers, mixtape covers, anything like it. I actually made the cover, the front cover, for Behind Bars, The Arraignment. So I made the cover for it. So just definitely check that out when you get a chance, all right? And besides that, just email me if you're looking for that type of work. TheClown@RocketMail.com, TheQLOWN@RocketMail.com, and QLN Entertainment, and facebook.com/TheQRadioShow. Just look those up.
Okay. And most definitely, Quantrell, since you will be coming in on this, you already did a year on my broadcast, and you coming for another, you know, however long you stay. You already know, we already talked about it. Shout out to you, and I got a special situation for you that we already talked about as well. So shout out to you, QLN Entertainment. I ain't gonna lie, y'all, and I ain't just saying this because he on my broadcast with their track on the mixtape. It sounded like some early '90s hip hop. So for the hip hop heads out there, y'all will appreciate that. All right, we're gonna take one more caller, and then we out of here. Oh yeah, I gotta play Off Top. But I got 17822. You're live. Please state your name, where you're from, please.
Hey, what's up, man? Seth Ezra Killian calling out of here, Bedford, Texas.
What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, I don't know.
Y'all doing all right?
Look, it ain't about me. Look, bro, it ain't about me. So you ain't got to ask how I'm doing. It's about you, man.
All right, man. Well, let's go to let's think about SoundCloud because I got shit monetized. I got it monetized now, and it's on Spotify. I got the buy button down there. I'm all certified. I'm on distribution. I got a Street Knowledge featuring Quinn, Funky Town, Markel Rice. That shit's doing pretty good. I've already got 1,000 hitting on there for the features of the Spotify situation. On all 3 songs that I have, and I just released them 2 songs not even a couple weeks ago, and those hit that. Remember the Name hit that about 4 months. So it's
this, it seems like everything's starting to get bigger and better on the whole situation of getting exposure. But yeah, that's SoundCloud. It's S-Dubs Made It. That's going to be the name on SoundCloud. You can find it there. Y'all can buy it on Spotify as soon as you hit the link. I have a website now. My website is going to be, let me look for it right quick because I'm already still working on it right now. It's on Facebook, though. Y'all can find it on S-Dubs Reptilian Facebook fan page. I got a website just put out for my Deranged Records South Incorporated and I have my boy Jay Mass. He just got out of jail. You know what I'm saying? That him getting out of there, the law's out of him actually get out of there and make some hits, keep cruising out. And my other artists, we're going to get some shit popping. I'm about to start working on my own little home studio thing where I'm gonna get a Chaotica eyeball. I know all about that and the production with that. But yeah, y'all can find me at Twitter at S-Dubs Reptilian. Y'all can find me on Instagram, S-Dubs Reptilian. You can find me all on store, online markets right now. I'm going to start working to get it out there in the other stores like gas stations and big places like Best Buy and stuff like that. Yeah, that's pretty much what's going on with me now. I'm starting to move. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely. And did you have something else you want to throw out there?
I guess I would say I'm doing live interviews if anybody ever wants to do anything. It's just to get y'all some exposure because I've already paid my dues and everything, and I want to be able to help everybody else get their little homage and get their little insights of what's going on. And dead serious questions, so pretty much comes off the dome, and I pretty much get you off guard. So and I have a Facebook fan page for that. Not a fan page, but it's a business, but it's Dead Serious Questions with S-Dubs Reptilian live interviews. And it's doing pretty good. I've actually interviewed a few cats, artists from Austin. He's pretty sick. And I interviewed another dude named Opie Taylor. He's Uncle Opie. He's a rapper, but he's also he was also in Sandlot, the movie. I'm pretty much trying to pay homage back to every artist because I've been working so hard throughout the years and getting more into the game. I just want to let those other ones get exposure too. You know what I mean? Because it's all about being humble and showing respect.
All right. And did you have anything else you want to throw out there, sir?
No. I'm good unless you got bars. You want bars, whatever.
Yeah, go ahead, because I am over time, so yeah, you can close out the show with some bars, and I'm going to play their track again, GS Boys.
All right. See me, how I ride, I reply to third eye, the light, I fight for my mic, you buy for no sight, I'm here to take out the grass, I'm brass, I'm gold, I'm platinum, you ask, this is, I'm grass, you think you got something, but I clasp back your glass, break that, you think you're something with a notepad, I'm the one, I make you crash like the laptop, I'm here, have a bitch laptop, give me hot knob, I tell the bitch, okay, I got the game hot dot. Skip that. They thinking they got the game on lock, but when I sit back and chill with celebrities in hot box, they can think it better than me, but I'm top notch. Ha! New wave Eminem, don't believe it, then just see it. See me, I will never have an album. Just appreciate the long for 5 to 4 years for people to think that this is all over IKEA. I'm just saying the legend, I'm representing the game that's representing the same. I got a line with the bright brain, it's all insane for these cats. I gotta get it, I gotta hold a note of the distribution of the online setting. I got it out shredded, they're thinking they at me, but Ninja Turtles is all they used to some good guys. I'm here, the hood guy, the hood side, the hood nine, you're thinking. I mean, you got the 9mm B&E inside your house to see it. I don't know. Feel me?
Okay. Definitely, that was dope. And you know, if you want airplay, whatnot, send to st.cassius@hotmail.com, and I'll play it, all right?
Yes, sir. All right.
So,
bless you, man.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I can't run the show if y'all not calling, so every Tuesday, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, so again, this show was dedicated to the GS boys. I had on their manager, Boss Black, even though he was a little late. Y'all got to understand, man, GS boys are making a comeback. Y'all forgot they had Stanky Leg, Booty Doo, and what did they do? They had the whole nation attention. Undeniably, they over Jay-Z, everybody when that was out. So most definitely they're making a comeback. And I also had on Mrs. Scott, who was the marketing director for their upcoming tour. And y'all already heard it. They got over 100 cities locked. And then they're going to be dropping 11 singles next year. Who's doing that? So obviously they're not playing. And for some reason, they want to fuck with me. So fuck it. Well, here we go, off top.
Yo, man, I know y'all remember those songs, Stanky Leg, and also Booty Doo. You know what I'm saying? Those came out through the GS boys, you feel me? Well, guess what, man? Not too long ago, they management reached out to me, you know what I'm saying? So, had to throw this track on here, man. It's called Off Top by the GS boys, man. And trust me, they rocking with Mr. Blackout Radio right here, Mr. Black Tear. Shout out to Boss Black. Let's get it.
Make a say, like Touche. Steady grind until my paper ain't Touche. To wherever that we go, from wherever that we at, you know we lead it from the start. Off top.
What about the?
Off top.
What about the?
Off top.
What about the?
Off top.
What about the? Oh, yeah.
From sundown to sundown, we live.
Are we live?
From sundown, we shut down the block.
Down the block.
From the M to the black that we got.
What about
the?
Off top.
From sundown to sundown, we live.
Are we live?
From sundown, we shut down the block.
Down the block.
From the M to the black that we got. Hold up.
Hold up. Off top. When I pull off the lot, I'ma let back the top. When I show off these knots, she gon' take off a top. From the M to the packs, we gon' shut down your block. Hey, hold up. Make a say, yeah. Like two shots. Steady girl, it's my paper ain't two shots. Shotty body banging like they throwing gang signs. Yeah, that God ain't tough.
What about the?
Off top.
From sun up to sundown, we live.
Are we live?
From sundown, we shut down the block.
Down the block.
From the M to the back, there we got. Hold up.
Off top.
Yeah. From sun up to sundown, we live.
Are we live?
From sundown, we shut down the block.
Down the block.
From the M to the back, there we got. Hold up. Hey, Liddy on the daily like it be a habit. Ain't no fabricating to be organic. Top notch chick with some skills on her. And you know I like it when she so talented. Hey, to wherever that we go, from wherever that we at, you know we lead it from the start. Hey, then we run into the check, cause you know they say the exercise good for the heart. From sun up to sundown, we live.
Are we live?
From sundown, we shut down the block.
Down the block.
From the M to the black, there we got. Hold up. From sun up to sundown, we live.
Are we live?
From sundown, we shut down the block.
Down the block.
From the M to the black, there we got. Hold up.
Hold up.
Before we hit the spot, we need the paper off top. If you ain't got that, then we shut down your block. You know we stay live, and that's straight out the top. Hold up, hey.
Hold up, off top. Before we hit the spot, we need the paper off top. If you ain't got that, then we shut down the block. You know we stay live, and that's straight off the top.
What about the?
Off top.
From sun up to sundown, we live.
Are we live?
From sundown, we shut down the block.
Down the block.
From the M to the black, there we got. Hold up. From sun up to sundown, we live.
Are we live?
From sundown, we shut down the block.
Down the block.
From the M to the black, there we got. Hold up.
Hold up. Make a say, like two shots. Steady grind, it's on my paper, ain't two shots. Hold up.
To wherever that we go, from wherever that we at, you know we lead it from the start.
Just to clear something up, the talking that y'all heard at the beginning of the track, that's because it's going to be on my mixtape, so I had that drop on there. And on God, I thought I had the original song without my intro on there. So again, to clear that up, the whole talk that I did at the beginning, that's going to be on my mixtape. But of course, their song just comes right on for their version. But anyways, y'all see right there, if y'all ain't hear that bass over the phone, y'all got some cheap plan. But trust me, that song way more advanced than Stanky Leg and Booty Doo. If you play that on any car system, it will rock your car, I'm trying to tell you. But anyways, the manager of the GS Boys, he will be back on soon. Then we got Ms. Scott, who is the marketing director for the tour. She'll be on next month. And guess what? Before they even got booked for their interviews, they was already offering for the GS Boys to come on the show before they even got interviewed. But me being who I am, you know what I'm saying, I offered for them to get interviewed first instead of the artist. Come on, y'all. Anyways, let's get up out of here, man. Black Tier, Blackout Radio. And again, I can't do it without y'all, so peace.